Thompson Center the other day. And, you know, you guys have been to the Thompson Center, and downstairs you saw it was just, you know, your meat and potatoes, fast food restaurants and stuff. It got dark there in some places.
Family.
But now there's like, you know, the all green place, and there's one with just falafel, and there's one with, I mean, it's just all this stuff is super healthy now. All the money's in.
Has there been a school that you know your daughter's not going to pick that you were like, honey, you should, because this is. You should pick this place, because I would pick this place.
You know, it's funny that I was afraid of saying, if I say I would pick this place, that it would scare her off.
Like, immediately, it's off the list.
Yeah, because, you know, it's just kids react that way. But my whole goal was to not judge, was to be objective. And, you know, we got a little bit of consultation help to put a cloud of schools together and say, this is what we should think about. But she knew going in. She said, look, I want Midwest liberal arts school, small but not too small, close enough to a major city, but not in a major city. And once we started checking boxes and once we started looking at everything.
That's pretty good criteria by her.
And when we went to the presentation that Denison University did down here, it was so well done. It was so professional. It was so nice. It was so high end that I came out of there and I said, wow. I told her, you know, if I really had it to do all over again, this is a place that I definitely would have considered because they're just awesome.
I think about that all the time. Like, what would I have done if I had a chance? And I heard you, God, was it Friday, Thursday or Friday? You said that what matters is the day that you go.
The weather.
Oh, yeah.
The weather, the day you visit.
Sure.
And I thought about that because that played a significant role in me not going to the University of Illinois. Because I got down there and it was one of those things where I had been accepted. We got down there and I was like, oh, it was May. So South Farm smell.
Oh,
and I was like, not here. That's not like, 4 years of
like
this.
Like the Decatur smell.
Like, this is not happening. And I was like, I told him, I was like, get me. We are not going here. That is out.
You sound like Lovie Smith's wife.
Wow. I mean, you're not.
Well, all right then.
You're listening to WSCR, HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. But yeah, that was like, it's like, this is not the move right here.
We toured the University of Minnesota. And if you've been to that campus, it's split in half by the river, right? And there's the bridge that goes over.
That was the day I got the talking to from Roger Goodell's flax.
Well, you need one of those every now and again. It tunes you up.
Because, you know, that was the day where Brett Favre was listed as out.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. And then he started.
That was the game at TCF.
And this is the last game. Corey Wooten ended his career.
Yep.
And I could not believe how angry. Like, I was talking. I was in the gym with like different Bears officials. How angry they were that this was being. Like, I told one person. I said, "Favre's starting," and they're like, "No, Favre's out. He can't start."
Right.
Like, no, he's starting. And the person like got off the treadmill and stormed out of the room.
Wow.
And then I saw that person. They're like, the commissioner's here. Why don't you ask the commissioner about this? I was like, oh, I plan on it.
Sure.
And then I asked again. And then afterwards I got the, who are you and who do you work for?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell them?
I did. Yeah. I you know who I work for. Damn it.
Wow.
Sorry, Connor. You were saying.
It doesn't. Now I'm just angry at commissioner's offices and how they handle things.
Dude, look, I was sitting in the room on Saturday at Adam Silver's press conference.
Right.
It's a whole different world.
Of course.
Between him, Roger Goodell, Gary Bettman, and Rob Manfred.
Well, you heard,
it's a whole different world.
It's gone underplayed some, but you heard Rob Manfred give the congratulations to Jared Diamond when he was talking the other day, right?
Yeah, how about
Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal gets this report about the communication that went between the Astros and the league. It's like, congratulations, you got your hands on a private communication. Good for you. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's my job is.
It's
right?
called reporting.
He asked for it. He didn't steal it from somebody.
I told you guys last week, and I stand by it. The commissioner of baseball doesn't like baseball.
No.
And that's a problem.
He likes winning contract negotiations.
I mean, it's a small thing to be embittered about, But him referring to the trophy that has his job on it.
I know you did. You heard Justin Turner.
What did Justin Turner say?
Oh, he let him have.
That's ridiculous. Like that is ridiculous.
He said, Justin Turner, in a brilliant turn of phrase, said, the only thing that's actually devaluing the trophy is the fact that it says commissioner.
Yes. How can you have a guy leading a sport that he doesn't care about? And it just
trophy, which, by the way, is called the commissioner's trophy. So for him to devalue it the way he did yesterday is just tells me how out of touch he is with the players in this game. And, you know, at this point, the only thing devaluing that trophy is that it says commissioner on it.
The one good thing that has come from this is that voices are being raised.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball has notoriously been a sport where people kind of go, I don't want to talk about any of this.
Right.
And there's a couple of though that's still happening. There's a couple places where that's still happening. But the fact that Mike Trout was like, yo, these dudes are cheating.
Chris Bryant, Nick Markakis today. They deserve a beating.
I'm with them wholeheartedly on it. So, gentlemen, I am going to spend some time talking about that, my all-star experience over the weekend. And I want to talk about Chris Bryant in greater detail. I want to talk about the Cubs overall. I don't know if we're even going to get to the Bulls, which makes me happy.
Have a good show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Football's back. Coach Fitz and the Northwestern football team returns to Wrigley Field. Oh, November 7th as they host Wisconsin. I know someone who'll be at that game.
Let's go.
Drunk. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now, NUSports.com. This hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the number 4-KIDS. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
So I've had to, over the last 3 weeks, I've been at Super Bowl week and now at All-Star week.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
You're quite the thought. There are very few people who have made it to Super Bowl and All-Star weekend, back-to-back weekends, that don't have, you know,
work to do.
Very large heels on. So I'm happy for you, my man.
Yeah, I'm trying to survive it. But we're
I
all
just
about
called my guy a thought on
it's
radio.
It's totally fine. Yeah. I'm
the 17% out there, laugh as hard as you need to laugh
this
right
demo
now.
This demo doesn't know what thought is.
Not at all.
Some of them
not
do.
At all.
And that's what we can bring. But never mind.
That's what we can bring.
We can bring.
What is this, like a test cake? Like, are we selling ourselves right
Urban
now?
Urban Dictionary radio.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
That was a lot of fun hanging out with Goff, talking with the guys from the All the Smoke podcast. Friday's show was insane. The more I think about it, the more crazy good it actually was. Welcome into the program. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock today. Here's what we have planned. There's a lot of stuff that I want to go through. There's a lot of sound that I want to go through, some things to catch up on. Also, my guy Cam Smith, from Stadium and MSG. He's a Chicago dude. I ran into him at the All-Star game. I was like, can you, it's a short notice, man, but can you come and hang out at 1 o'clock and we could talk a little bit about Bulls basketball and the All-Star game and the All-Star game experience? And he was like, no problem. So he's going to come and hang out with me for a little bit. I can just tell you before we get started, I really was impressed with the city's handling and the NBA's handling of the All-Star festivities. I thought there was a chance that it would be a cluster, and it was not. And I thought that everything, Shaka's singing the anthem, I mean, it was his own thing, and I love her anyway. And I know Herbie was like, ooh, Shaka Khan, 66. Nice.
I mean, still getting it done, 66.
I mean,
I thought that was a little young. I thought she was older, but still.
Well, I mean, she's an ingenue. Like, she started early on with Rufus back in the day. And she played a pivotal role in maybe the biggest moment in Chicago hip hop. I mean, her allowing Kanye on Through the Wire to sample through the fire. I mean, it's a big, big deal. Anyway, we'll get into more of that later. But we start the show, as we start all things, with a rundown.
Run them down.
The Rundown.
Here is your rundown for Tuesday, February 18, 2020. There had been weather in Daytona that delayed the Daytona 500 a day. And then yesterday, even though Denny Hamlin won, most people were concerned about what happened to Ryan Newman.
Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth. And comes to rest.
Okay, that's probably a bad turn of phrase there, but he's in serious condition without life-threatening injuries. It's a weird thing to try and do play-by-play in NASCAR or in open wheel where you're describing what happens in crashes, because you can even hear in the highlight the announcer fighting his excitement over a crash at the checkered flag because someone might be dead in the car. But it looks like Ryan Newman is going to be okay, and that's the best news of all. As I said, Denny Hamlin wins the Daytona 500. Now on to the Cubs. Javier Baez has said some pretty interesting things about how the team prepared for games over the last couple of years, including how he prepared.
It wasn't something bad, but we have a lot of options, things. Not mandatory, and everybody kind of sit back on that, even including me, because, you know, I wasn't really going out there and preparing for the game. I was getting ready during the game, which is not good. But this year, I think, We before the games, we gotta be all everybody out there as a team, you know, and stretch as a team and be together as a team so we can play together.
So let me get this straight. The manager treats you like an adult, and you then take advantage of said manager for treating you like an adult by not doing your job and getting prepared. I'm glad that Javi at least owned that on his own. Like, spoke about his own experience in that. And I know that there are some people like, well, that's on Joe. I can't tell you. And I know that when you're trying to relate jobs, it's difficult because they live in a different world than we do. I know that I appreciate the latitude that I am given by my boss and that he treats me like an adult. Understanding that if I don't prepare for my show, I'm the one who's going to look like an idiot, and he's going to get my ass up out of here. It boggles my mind that was the way to repay Joe's belief in you, especially that guy. Now, you know how I feel about Javier Baez. I adore him. No one fought harder for Javier Baez to be with the major league roster than Joe Madden did. And that's how you repay him. Not doing all the things that you need to do to be prepared for games. And then when he's gone, like, yeah, you know, they gave us a lot of optional days and damn it, I took them and I wasn't ready for it. Kyle Schwarber said this about preparation.
I can only speak for myself on the fact of the matter. For me, I try to do whatever I need to do to get prepared. And if that's taking initiative and taking it in your own hands, you got to do it. But I always try to be ready for stepping on the field at the 120-75, whatever it is.
That is correct, Kyle. It's on you, fam. This is going to be a really interesting year, because if the Cubs don't play at or above their expectations, what will they say at the end of this year? Because David Ross is doing all of the hard coachy stuff. Like, he's out here and he's giving speeches and doing all of this stuff, I hope it manifests into there being some winning. And then at the end of this, we're not like, oh, well, you know, well, he drove us too hard. You know, he wanted us out on the field early every day. Unbelievable. Over on the White Sox side, Ricky Renteria said this about the type of at-bats that he wants for his White Sox this year.
A power hitter can hit the ball out of right center, center, left. So if I say, hey, listen, you got a man on second base, you know, worst case scenario, I get him to third. But with you, you could probably drive the ball into the right center field gap or center field deep enough to get him over. But if you hit it well enough, you're going to actually click it out of the ballpark. In either case, we're going to end up having a positive outcome, a productive at-bat. I'm not trying to keep them from doing what they do. Not at all. I think that as you watch the game, it'll dictate, you know, what it is we do. But I certainly want these guys to be not lock themselves into just one thing.
Okay, so what I hear there is a guy who's not going to bunt, right?
Hopefully not with the power hitters. Who's he going to have bunt? Nick Magical? Yeah.
Slappy?
But he's bunting for a hit. I would like that. Bunting to give yourself up to move a guy? Just dumb.
In specific cases, I'm okay with it. And I know that the numbers don't even bear that out. If it's close and late, and we're talking about, you know, no outs in the bottom of the eighth, you have a runner on second, I would still prefer that you swing away, but I understand the sacrifice to get the guy to third. But we saw White Sox hitters doing that very early in games. And I'm sure Slappy's going to be up here just so that he can do it. Yes, Campy?
Edwin Encarnacion, bunts on the year, 0.5 is the number.
Under. I'm going under on that. You're not gonna tell Edwin Encarnacion to bunt.
You're also not gonna tell Rick Renteria to not tell other people to bunt.
Well, my thing is he'll replace him. Like if he's gonna tell Encarnacion to bunt, he'll put Lori Garcia up there in his spot. That's what he'll do.
He told him to do it. He did it, and instead of running out to first, he like actually gets the parrot out just for the slow, you know, HJ trot to first.
Oh, wow. HJ Trots is a great restaurant.
It's also my favorite Red Sox prospect.
Wow.
I think he represented me last year in bankruptcy.
HJ Trots. I think he did too. That is your rundown for Tuesday, February 18, 2020. There's a lot of stuff that I want to get into. There's some sound that I want to hear, that I want to share with you from stuff that I heard, whether it's over the weekend or some of the stuff that happened today that I want to get into. When we come back, I want to talk about the Cubs and Chris Bryant, but I also want to talk about my experience at All-Star Weekend, why I was apprehensive about spending time there, and why I walked away being changed after spending some time around the NBA. I'll share that with you next here on The Score.
When it comes to the biggest sports stories, trust Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, Mully and Hall. Created in Chicago, for Chicago. Two of Chicago's top sports columnists covering Chicago's teams, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
You're a sports fan, committed, loyal, maybe even a little obsessed. You're a face-painted, jersey-wearing, tried-and-true fan, cheering on your team win or lose. If you gamble on sports or thinking about sports betting, learn the risks